Fueled by Bigby's Best. Firing on all cylinders today. You got that right. Black and bitter. That's why I like my coffee. Yeah. Welcome to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show on Tuesday, January 14, 2020. God bless America. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a Michigan hunter who killed another man during hunting season in 2018, finally sentenced to prison, where he'll be for several years. We'll talk about that. Number two, impeachment remains very unpopular with Michigan voters, and this comes as Nancy Pelosi and her supporters, including Alyssa Slotkin and Haley Stevens, are prepping to send their slanted articles to the full Senate, maybe by tomorrow. And number one, the Michigan police expanding the investigation into problems with the vendor hired to service the machines that can identify drunk drivers. Now the search for answers and the search for truth, well, it's turned criminal, and it's also turned south toward St. Louis. Michigan State Police suspended that contract with the vendor that services its alcohol testing machines. That after the company was found to be falsifying the records, we're told, and misrepresenting when the devices have been calibrated. That according to the state police, Director Colonel Joe Gasper, saying in a statement that his department has also launched a criminal investigation. That's right, a criminal investigation into the company and toximeters. They are located in St. Louis, Missouri. Apparently, Gasper says, based on information from the weekend, the MSP is now aggressively investigating potential fraud by the company of the data master vendor in toximeters, also moving to take all 203 data master DMT evidential breath alcohol testing instruments out of service. They're all on the shelf. That's a big problem for the state police and for other law enforcement agencies. And remember, these data masters are used all over the country. How many agencies are served by intoximeters yet to be seen. But in the interim period, the Michigan State Police is recommending that all police agencies use blood draws. Blood draws to establish drunk driving. So far, Intoximeters hasn't spoken to anybody, including the Detroit News, who has been doing a great job covering this story. Now, state police began alerting law enforcement agencies about problems with breath alcohol testing devices in a letter released last week. In the wake of the suspension, police prosecutors, defense attorneys across Michigan trying to grasp the scope of the issue, with numerous departments expected to switch from breath tests to giving blood and urine tests, all because nobody's sure if the machine has been calibrated correctly. And the question of fraud, I mean, that's a very serious situation. If intoximeters, and I'm going to read between the lines here, has been returning, you know, information, a clean bill of health for a machine, and that has not happened, well, that's not going to fly. It's the records from service sessions that are in question. Review of vendor records in the last 2 days have yielded additional discrepancies, so said Gasper, that may point to the potential of a more widespread issue with the way in which some instruments have been serviced. I mean, this is a big deal. It was a three-year, $1.2 million contract with Intoximeter to maintain, calibrate, and repair the Datamaster DMT breathalyzer units owned by the state police and also used at sheriff's departments and other police departments statewide. They're supposed to be calibrated and certified every 120 days. Robert Stevenson, the director of the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police, said he expects police departments to temporarily suspend giving breath tests altogether. And so that's where you are. And this could throw just scores of drunk driving cases into a tailspin. You know, attorneys are going to be clamoring for dismissals, retrials, all of that. That's what's coming. As a result of this, and this story, we're going to keep a very close eye on. Also in the news today, statewide here in Michigan, Michigan voters continue to reject the idea of impeachment and removal of President Donald Trump. Likely voters reject impeachment by at least 7 points, 51-44. That according to a new poll by Glenn Gariff Group. It was provided to people here statewide. 42% strongly opposed Trump's impeachment. 35% strongly support it. Only 35% strongly support it. And another 9% also mildly support it. The point is that it's not popular here because it's been a long process. We've been through the Mueller investigation. It yielded nothing. The impeachment process was a one-sided partisan attack on the president. We know that. We've watched it unfold. And originally, when the whole Ukraine phone call came out, there was more support for impeachment because people were led to believe that there was something significant there. Over time, we've learned there's not much of anything there, except a president doing his job and people inside the Foreign Service area, inside the Department of State, didn't like his approach to foreign policy, so they undermined him. And when that didn't work, they decided to bring out what they refer to as a whistleblower, but that's nothing more than a gossip hound. And people have had their fill, quite frankly. People have had their fill, and they're done with it. And you wonder how far it reaches. For people like Alyssa Slotkin and Haley Stevens, the political stakes were very high to vote for impeachment. It may not play out well for them on the 3rd of November this year. But the other question is, will it affect other people in more safe seats? People like Dan Kildee, a regular contributor on this program from Michigan's 5th Congressional District, a Democrat who has spoken out against Donald Trump, who voted in favor of impeachment. Well, now, Tim Kelly, a former Republican state lawmaker, said he is going to challenge Dan Kildee for Michigan's 5th Congressional District. He was immediately attacked by the Michigan Democratic Party chair, Lavora Barnes. Lavora Barnes came out. Kelly, who served 6 years in the state legislature, was chair of the House Education Committee. He lost his nomination to fill a federal education post under Betsy DeVos back in November of 17. And they pulled his nomination after a blog post he offered offensive statements about Muslims, women in science, and Head Start parents. At any rate, so he's going to be a candidate against Kildee, but he has a past that is going to be problematic as far, because the Democrats can put a spotlight on that best they can. Of course they are. This part of the program, by the way, brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Make sure you know your own power. And by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Wolverine is locally owned, locally operated. They deliver statewide, and you can get a free water test today. No need to wonder what's going on with your water. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine Water button. Away you go. A free water test. What's free for you today? Peace of mind. Peace of mind. There you go. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.